Smokin' Joe Frazier seems to feel his story hasn't been told just right yet. The former heavyweight boxing champion of the world says even a new documentary doesn't quite get it, even if the film, which premiered on HBO Saturday, is said to put the famed Philadelphian in a more flattering light than his longtime rival Muhammad Ali.
I like to see a little more hardship in the film, and with it, which he was not there. Everybody wants to talk about the fights in Manila. That's not my life.
Of course, the new documentary does just that, focusing in on the three epic battles between Frazier and Ali, fights that are often called the greatest in boxing's long history. Frazier says the story starts way before that, though, when he was growing up in racially charged South Carolina in the 1950s. Perhaps that's why Thurston Harris was playing on the stereo when I arrived at Frazier's ornately decorated Center City apartment on the Ben Franklin Parkway last week. Frazier says he wants his story to be a lesson of triumph for a younger generation he says seems to have lost its way. But no one, Frazier says, not even this new documentary, has given voice to his beginnings. Growing up poor, uneducated, one of 12 children on his father's small farm, doing chores and helping sell moonshine.
I had to work the farm. I had to cook the liquor. I had to cut the wood. I had to pump the water. That was more of, you know, a life. What a life like that. You know what I mean? A guy raised from nothing into something.
That's something Frazier grew into, once a cultural icon, is now 65 years old and hobbled, though he says he maintains the same workout routine he always had. One of the great changes, though, is the loss of his landmark North Broad Street gym, which he says he couldn't afford to operate anymore. It remains shuttered and up for sale. When it sells, it will end his half-century relationship with North Philadelphia. But Frazier's not done telling his story yet.
It gotta be one more movie, all right? This one's not gonna be the last one. Yeah, there gotta be another movie. And I think that this time, I'm gonna be all producer.